by it being illegal, actually were hurting the minors. And also now, Mr. Elliott, what I want to ask you here is we're all worried about monies and factories and everything else. Marijuana is probably the top, number one, green energy that America can produce and reproduce every year, being the first diesel motor was made to run off of hemp diesel. We could produce marijuana diesel, start running it in our refineries, in our trucks, in our diesel motors, and it's a multi-trillion, not billion, trillion-dollar turnaround for this country. Now, being Colorado is a step ahead of everybody else, I hope that you could take this and look into it. Get into this energy, not just smoking it, not just people feeling good by using it, but there's a thousand sources what to do with marijuana, and it's not just the smoke.
Caller, thanks. Michael Elliott, go ahead.
You know, when Amendment 64 passed, it really had three different sections. One was decriminalizing marijuana, so it's no longer legal to possess it. The second part was creating this business regulatory framework. And the third part had to do with allowing the growing of hemp, of industrial hemp. And Colorado is implementing that aspect of the program right now as well. It's new, and we're going to have to wait to see how it goes. But I would agree with the caller that hemp is a pretty amazing agricultural item. And, you know, a few fun facts. Our Declaration of Independence was written on hemp paper. Our original American flag was made out of hemp. So many things have been made out of hemp that, you know, a couple years ago, I would not have believed it. It didn't make any sense to me. But, you know, clothing and food items and so many other items, and certainly energy. There's actually a hemp house being made here in Colorado, which it's my understanding that the entire house is going to be made out of hemp, except for the glass.